what do you do when you're in between a rock hard place and a skunk ravine? You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey, it's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Get ready to die.
When I went to fucking Taco Bell and I was ripped and I said, can I get a Crunchwrap Supremium? I was like just learning how to drive and like getting gas. And, like, shit.
I got a lot on my mind.
Wes looks at me and he's like, Supremium. Yeah, give me that Supremium.
I like it.
Oh, man.
I'm going to start calling it that every single time, yeah, though, dude.
That's a good one.
We all got our Taco Bell slang.
Yeah.
I went to Taco Bell the other day, ordered a bunch of shit. Two of the things we ordered were chicken quesadillas, and they gave us like a cheesy gordita shell full of quesadilla sauce and a little sprinkle of cheese. I got home. I was like, oh, man, I think they gave us the wrong order. She's like, where's the quesadilla? She's like, what are these? I was like,
it's this thing.
I felt like a detective in the 20s trying powder. Be like, yep. Like, I'm like, that's quesadilla sauce.
That's spicy jalapeno.
I think somebody's really fucking stoned over there.
They, I mean, like, that sauce is good.
Yeah. You know, I tried eating it, and it was just like, all right, this is too saucy.
All sauce. All sauce.
It's all sauce. No boss. Yeah.
So they come out with new things, but it's just like a recycled item.
That's all they ever do.
From
it's
5
like
years
a
ago.
Chewy, crunchy Rito. Yeah. And it's
or
just
they
like
just rearranged the ingredients. Crunchy,
yeah. Well, yeah. Now they're just wrapping it in cheese. Now they're just frying cheese and wrapping
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're right. That has been the thing lately.
That is really good, though. I do that at work sometimes. Hey, man. Solid.
Dude. I've ordered a couple things from there, but
fucking Rios.
It's not. Yeah, it's never good. It's just always like, oh yeah, Taco
we were
Bell.
At Rios.
It's like nostalgic.
Tastes like Taco Bell.
Remember back in high school, we used to get, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's like
up and eat it.
Well, they're
it was
like
so good, and it's never that good.
Their marketing ploy with the Mexican pizza's coming back, and it's just like it's sold the fuck out.
Yeah.
You can't guess what? Like,
they never
did it ever come
you
back?
You never brought it back.
They never brought it back. It was. They were just like, yeah, it's back. They just never stocked up anything on it. It's like, it's sold out. Sorry.
Just to get people to come to the drive-thru. Well, I guess now that we're here.
Oh, yeah, I don't get any. So
oh, let's get the damn fries.
Yeah.
Again, smothered in cheese.
Yeah. Oh, well, if we put hot sauce on it. Hey. Oh, Alex.
Yo.
What up, man?
What's up, dog?
You want to turn that down or off? Or?
What? Where's what?
I'm recording.
Where's
hey, welcome to Skunk Ravine. We missed you guys. We missed last week. Alex decided he was just going to have a seizure.
It was in my best efforts.
Yeah.
The nurse laughs.
We were joined with our friend Christine.
Where's my microphone?
You got to share.
You got to share with Christine.
Oh. You.
That's fine.
Say hi.
We got
to
sit okay. Close.
Yeah, you got to just like rest your head on her shoulder.
Too hot. Blast the fan over here.
It's only going to get hotter.
Mm.
Yeah. Special guest this week, Christine. She's a nurse.
And Evan Williams.
And Evan Williams.
He's here.
He's
wow.
Here every weekend.
Oh, okay.
He's the third member. When Whippets aren't
the ghost. Ghost.
When my aunt was here, she got scared by some empty Whippet bottles. She was like, ah! She's like, I thought it was like a bomb or something.
Whippet?
It's a Sally.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, no, it's just like whipped cream. It's just Whippets.
You know, I expected to come in and see some of those laying around, but.
Dude.
You must have cleaned up.
Dude. Yeah, I picked them up last time I was here. I was gonna just throw them in the trash, and Sally's just like, you can't just put those in the garbage. They're just gonna sit in the ground for thousands of years.
well, they're going to sit
I'm like, yeah.
in the house for 1,000 years.
Just punch a hole in the drywall and drop it in.
There you go. Storage.
I can patch a hole.
You should for people Secret to find stash. The relics.
Yeah.
Put a full one down here. Just someone's like, oh, man, we're on a
like write notes.
Just a hole in your wall.
Write notes on it.
Yeah.
Mom, yeah. back in the
Hit this shit.
2020s, what are these things?
Hey, they're talking like that again. Well, what are these? Oh, geez, what's the big idea? Hey, mama.
Hey,
Mom. Hey, mama, what's the big idea? Yeah, that'd be cool. Dude, so... I think that tank that I have at home is never ending.
Yeah.
About a 20.
How big is it?
It's 2,100 grams.
Are you part of the, what's it called? Nitrous Mafia?
I am the Nitrous Mafia. I am the Nitrous
Mafia. That's why you got the haircut.
Yeah.
I joined the Nitrous Mafia, but instead of selling it, I'm just doing it.
I'm just doing it.
But
all.
No, I bought a fucking container like that big for my birthday. Alex is the only one who came over, and because of his seizure, he didn't want to do a lot of it, so it was just me on it. So I did it all night long.
Sounds fun.
I did it all night long until, like, I remember Ashley yelling at me because it was, like, 5 o'clock in the morning, and I was, like, still just sitting there, like,
babe, are you still doing
just listening to rap, like, yeah, I got to be at work in 3 hours, so.
Oh, shit.
I was like, oh, yeah.
Did you call in?
No.
How do you do that at this age, man?
Yeah, it's hard. It's fucking really hard. Mm-hmm. It is really hard. But, you know, I give it my best shot. I put one foot in front of the other. See, what I found out, my favorite thing to do when I'm hungover and sick is just sit around and jerk off all day.
Mm.
Like, it's awesome. It's the best feeling.
Mm.
Like, rub six out.
Sweat it out?
Dude. So that's what I'm saying. Like, should I be jerking off? Or, like expelling the toxins?
Yeah.
Or do I need to, like, conserve my energy? And
my professional
You're the nurse here,
I don't know
so.
If it works like that,
I don't know.
You don't be afraid to dream.
I mean, I'd just drink some fluid.
Hell yeah. Well, that fluid's got to come from somewhere.
Pick up one of those saline bags.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I was talking to my boss about that. I was just like, it's like, why is it when you're super sick just laying around and jerking off all days of shit? It's like, I don't know. But when I had COVID, I was just laying in bed like, my back! And I was just like holding my balls at the same time.
When was this?
That I know of for sure once.
Oh, okay.
But I suspected I had it maybe two more times. Okay. One of them recently. I took a COVID test, but it was expired. Came back negative. But I had like... did you ever have it?
Yeah.
So my flavor like went away for maybe 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I could taste like spicy and sweet.
Mine was gone for like a week.
But nothing like specific.
So yeah.
And that's kind of what happened this past week. And I was like, I mean, I was hungover as fuck at work. So I was like, I'm fucking dying. And then I was like, I'm not sure. God damn it. I always forget to mute that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm recording. Leave me alone, bitch.
I never suspected I had it until like 8 months in or whatever. It was like August. And I was like, I don't think I can taste anything. So I just took a whole clove of garlic and started chomping on it.
Oh, God.
Like, I couldn't taste it, per se, but you can, like, I know what you mean by, like, feel.
Your sinuses got cleared out. You could probably tell that it was, like,
I could tell something, but it wasn't, like, if I eat a whole clove of garlic right now, dude.
So, I mean, like, I was eating, like, super hot sauce. And I was, like, yeah, I could tell it's spicy, but it's not hitting me really hard.
Yeah. Now's time.
And then my asshole, like, an hour later was like, there it is.
You think you were getting away with this?
There it is. Yeah. How are you feeling, Alex? I mean, you're working and shit.
Tired as fuck, dude.
Yeah. Aren't we all, dude? I'm fucking...
Yeah, I was standing in the sun all
Happy
day.
Belated birthday to me. I'm 37. Like, I feel old as fuck.
I know. It's hard to believe.
It's on the north end of 30. Like, 36? I'm like, okay. Close enough to 35.
Yeah.
Still feel a little youthful.
Yeah.
37, I'm just like, fuck.
Fuck, I'm 40. I'm a dad.
I'm getting, you know... AARP.
This year's fucking like already almost halfway over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Desmond was talking the other day. He's like, oh, he's like, I can't wait to be 10. And I'm like, I'll be 40 fucking 2.
What's he think is going to happen when he's 10?
I don't know. Just he's
the
big.
Older.
Yeah, he's
big.
Well, he was like, he told Ashley that I was going to be 60. Because last week he asked me how tall I was, and I told him 5'9".
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were taller than that.
So then, oh, thank you.
You don't come across as short. It's the mullet.
It's my new mullet.
In the front.
Yeah. You should see it if I don't wear a hat and take a shower, dude. This shit is like, it's a fucking like feathery, like.
Straight out of the 80s.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Are you a bad guy? Did you get that professionally done?
No, I actually did it the other night. When
it looks good, yeah. Good job, Ash.
Yeah, she cut hair. I think I wanted to start cutting hair. Try to get her to quit the hospital.
You've been doing this long enough.
Yeah. I'm like, do what Christine did, but swap it out.
Yeah.
What's wrong with your hands, boy?
I don't know. Cut the fuck out of my... fucking palms.
Are you really using a knife as a chip clip?
What does that? So, Alex.
What?
It works. It's functional. If you were trying to survive in the wilderness on a bag of Doritos, that's how you would keep them fresh.
You're going camping, you're just taking a backpack full of half-eaten chips and knives. The fuck kind of weekend does he have planned?
Don't worry about it.
I'm doing what I do every weekend.
Survival. I'm in survival mode, guys. Oh my god, that's amazing. Yep.
Two days later, I'm starving to death, and Alex is just eating chips to get right up.
He's making cook-offs under his pillow.
He's making jailhouse burritos.
Squirrel and some Doritos.
I can so picture that.
Better ramen.
You got any water?
Just all quiet.
Don't you have one of those filter?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. You're set. Just like being in jail.
Just quietly trying to break them up. So no one doesn't have to share.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to nominate you. One of those reality
shows. I think I set up my tent on some leaves.
Sorry, guys. I'm just trying to get comfortable.
Meanwhile, I'm just over there. Just.
Oh my God.
How you camp. No chairs. Just a sleeping bag.
Nope.
And then Alex starts having a seizure. I'm like, you're making me work right now.
And I'm over there stealing his chips. I'm over there finishing his burrito.
I was fine.
How long were you? Did that last for you?
I don't know. I think like 3 minutes. Or something.
Did it just feel like you passed out?
Is that crown?
Up?
Yeah. It was really weird.
Like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
Kids have them a lot.
And then I woke up to a cop.
Oh. And your natural instinct was.
Oh, wait. Dude. The guy that I was working with. Like,
punch!
The guy.
Kick,
one punch. Of the guys that I was working with. Thankfully, I didn't do that.
Okay. Ah, back in Rothbury. Having Rothbury flashbacks.
But. Dude that I was working with. He was like, you sobered up. Like, so you were trying to, like, sober up. Like, I could see it in your eyes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you just saw the change. Like,
I just saw a cop, and I was just like,
From Party Alex to I'm Professional
fine.
Alex.
I'm fine.
I know, yeah, but
it was he's having a serious medical issue. Yeah. Like, nothing happened.
And I was like, nothing?
I'm tired. I'm tired. I just switched medications.
Pops up. Nowhere, nothing.
Yeah. Dude, he asked me what day it was and shit, and I pulled my phone out.
Dude, fuck yeah. Oh, it's fucking Tuesday, big dog.
Let me get my cheat sheet real quick.
It's Tuesday, big dog. You want to know who the president is?
What are you, a cop?
Hold on, I got this phone right here. I can tell you whatever you want now.
Google
I'm
that.
I'm laying on the ground.
Which is kind of what it is. I feel like that's a good sign, though, that you're able to still pull your phone up. Yeah, okay, yeah, you can read and stuff.
You're comprehending what's being asked, at least.
Yeah, I was
just
confused.
Hello. I think
I didn't know
anybody
what the fuck
would do
happened. Like, I don't even remember.
All of a sudden, just boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucked can't up. Imagine.
Do something.
Scotty was like, everybody was freaking out.
I bet.
I was like, well, I was just trying to teach you guys.
Can I get a job? Oh, thanks. Was that your first or second day?
No,
first day?
First
day at the new
first
job.
Day.
Hell yeah.
New job. I just have a seizure.
I think I might need the weekend off.
Does he do roofing or?
Landscaping.
Landscape and snow.
Okay. Well, I'll should be busy in the summer, right?
Nice and hot.
Mm-hmm.
At least you'll be outside. That's fun.
Drink some water. Just you want me to hook you up to an IV? Just get that slow drip. All day long.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Just got to carry it around with you.
Just play, play like, the camelback.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like one of those like radio operator things.
Your saline drip hanging above your head.
But if like you seize again, rip that out and throw it in the trash.
Once for
yeah. He might have been doing heroin.
Why is he bleeding right here?
Oh. Might have been doing heroin.
It's not the heroin, it's the drip. It's the drip I need.
That drip.
What's new with you, Christine?
What's new? Not a lot. I got a dog now.
What ooh, kind of dog? God.
It's a Pomsky.
A Pomsky. A Polish pompadour.
Some lady. I got her. I adopted her because an elder lady had her and couldn't really take care of her, I guess. Mm-hmm. She had other animals and some dementia, so.
Ooh, perfect.
I got, a friend of a friend, whatever, you know. I was like, well, I know you love Poms, and, you know, I just live by myself, so.
Boom.
Got the offer, and so, yeah, I've been a dog mom for the past, like, 6 months here. And
dog mom. Cool. Breastfeeding, or?
No. No, she's solids. And working, not having a car, and nothing great.
Yeah.
Nothing hilarious.
That's not funny. Make something up.
Yeah, I got nothing, dude.
Damn.
You don't got a car?
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm.
I wrecked it.
What'd you do?
What? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Nothing. Again,
what, you
really
just not,
lame.
Did you just not put oil in it or something?
Story. No, I learned my lesson the first time. There was an oil leak, okay? It wasn't my fault. I just had to change. Not a good story, but I was just driving home from my parents and going downhill, uphill. Sun was, like, blasting my eyes. I, like, went to grab some sunglasses and put my visor down and couldn't see for, like, a split second. Wasn't even accelerating. Hit a parked car and it totaled my car.
Damn.
Yeah. So...
Some bitch.
It was about a year ago in April.
What kind of car did you have?
A CRV.
Oh, okay.
2016.
Damn, that thing just crumpled, huh?
Mm.
Well, cool. You didn't get hurt?
Not really, no. Not to where I had to, like, go to the hospital.
That's cool. Yeah, at least you didn't, like, flip your car into a tree.
But, you know, I'm like, wow, not having to pay for a car is pretty awesome. So.
Yeah, I know. I got to get my mom her car back. Well, my dad wants it. so he can trade his car and my mom's car in, and then buy like a big fucking like expensive SUV.
Just for them to share, or?
Well, my mom's not driving anymore.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't really leave the house at all.
Okay.
No. So then I guess the plan is, so when he dies, Joe gets that car.
Those SUV?
Yeah.
Ooh, so what do you get, the house?
And I'm like, Joe's history of vehicles is not very good.
He's worse than Christine's.
And he's only getting worse. And,
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What I mean, well, it's all right. We don't talk about that. But
yeah, we can talk about it later.
We'll
talk about all that.
What so sadness. You just have that car and then Ashley drives the car?
Yeah. So
you got the mom van? You guys got the van life yet?
Not yet.
That's next.
I know. We
got
almost,
soccer coming up.
We're gonna get, well, so it's funny because I was always like, before we got when we got the Elantra and then got that Equinox, each time I was like, we should get a van.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashley's like, no, fuck that. And then it's like, okay,
can't commit to full-blown mom
we take that Equinox on a vacation with both kids, and it's like a pack and play, toys, fucking clothes, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's completely packed in.
Like when we went to 10K,
yeah.
My trunk.
And I'm like, well, this is why people have vans.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that's, a van's great because you can like move in and out of them easily too.
Yeah, yeah.
Puts the...
Oh, she came around. She's thinking, we're thinking about it, man. We actually saw some for like, for sale that was kind of like the Elantra, where I think they were like rentals for the past year.
Mm.
So they were like pretty cheap, but high mileage, but fucking.
Yeah, yeah.
Rental.
They make them last.
If anything was a rental car, like that shit gets serviced every single time it gets brought back, you know, to check to see if they fucked up and broke some shit.
Yeah.
We're going to smoke that crown?
We going to smoke that crack?
What crown?
Just the crown. The
crown.
You, if you do it.
You already packed the bong.
Oh. I thought you meant like a joint.
What is that made out of?
Rabbits.
Old dildos. Huh.
It's acrylic.
Cool.
Yeah, it would take twice as long to beat someone to death with it.
You're gonna die.
Well, we got this glass bottle here.
Just in case.
Yeah, you can cut my boring life part out.
And we got some chips. Okay. Usually when people tell me to cut stuff, I don't. I do that to Alex.
That was some quality material.
Oh, it's fine. This doesn't have to be entertaining. Have you listened to the other episodes? Like, it's not entertaining.
No, they were so boring, I had to turn them off. I'm just kidding.
Like, God, this sucks. I'm going to go crash my car.
Give them something to talk about.
I just don't want to listen to this anymore.
No, I mean, shoot. I could tell you some funny hospital stories. I just don't know how far I can go into those.
I was going to say, you gotta HIPAA, change the names, dude.
HIPAA.
I saw a video of this guy going to a prison island, like kayaking out and doing urban exploration in the middle of the night. And it's like an old prison there that's abandoned and a new prison.
Okay.
So he's just going around this old prison. Completely fucking fearless. He's just like, oh, it's creepy as fuck.
You're scared just watching
it. But he's just
it.
Like, what's this? And it's just like a box full of like x-rays and medical records. And he's just like, oh, cool. Just a box full of HIPAA violations. No.
We'll pull them out. Yeah. I did have a new experience the other night of having to.
Me too.
Yeah. two biggest stoners I know take one hit, one and done.
When was the last time you smoked weed? That is all you need.
quite some time for me, but.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to freak out.
Oh, I got freaked up on some gummies the other day.
What do you think, Sunday?
Freak out, man. Okay, so are you guys ever at work? Well, you probably don't work with younger people, maybe, but work with people in their 20s and whatnot. And
oh, yeah.
You reference, like, those old classics, dude.
Oh,
Half-Baked.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy Boy. Anything good, you know? And they're just like, what? Oh, you never seen the movie? Uh-uh. They never heard of it. It's like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Am I old or am I still cool?
Which is weird because it's like, that's what fucking Looney Tunes were when I was growing up watching Looney Tunes. It was all old movie references. And
yeah.
You know, from like the 20s up.
Yep.
I was like, I don't get it, but I do like that guy who's like, I don't know what that is, but I like it.
Just like, never mind. Thankfully, there's a couple people there my age and we can bond on those things.
Yeah. I work with a good assortment of people who do get the references and don't. And then I just explain the references. The other day I was talking to this, it was the day that O.J. Simpson died. I'm like, so how do you feel about O.J. Simpson dying? And she's just like, I don't know who that is.
You didn't know that?
He died a couple weeks ago.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
He's up in heaven partying with like Harambe.
They're murdering people. Get away with it. Yeah.
Allegedly, he was found not guilty.
There's like a bunch of memes saying, like clickbait, O.J. Simpson confesses on his deathbed.
Oh, yeah, but he did.
Oh, did he?
Who knows if it was just clickbait, but it said his kids like all had to sign an NDA. And it's like, oh, that's fucking weird.
Got away.
I heard that on the Tic Tacs though. So I don't, could be some Tic Tacs. Could be some Chinese.
I don't care.
I don't use the Tic Tacs either.
Dude, O.J. Simpson was weird as shit. He turned into such a weird person.
Well, I would imagine any.
Well, like the last time he got out of prison, he would get on Twitter and just be like, hey. Hey, Twitter world, it's me, the juice.
The juice. Like,
just, dude, you know, he's saying all this, like, weird shit. Like, one of his last videos is him, like, in his car. He's like, I ain't in hospice. Hospice? What you talking about, hospice?
Oh, my gosh. This sounds like my patients. I ain't in hospice.
And then it's like,
you are.
It's like, he died 20 hours later.
Have some more out of him. Old Kentucky, bro.
Old Kentucky.
They call him Old Kentucky.
I started recording while I was peeing.
We should talk.
You guys both have the mics.
We should talk about Old Kentucky.
We should. Yeah. What was that?
Pre-marriage.
Yeah.
Still in courtship.
Church Street.
I thought we were at the party house from high school.
No, we were in Church Street.
Oh.
Down the street from Mickey's.
Okay.
I don't know what it was. Ashley was just getting drunk and mad a lot, I think, or something at that time. I'm not sure if it was that.
That's not what it was.
Well, what was it then, if you remember so accurately?
Well, I don't know, but I do know that you were talking.
I mean, I was getting very drunk.
Let's talk about Nick. Ash was getting drunk all the time, and I was dead sober.
All right.
Okay, nobody remembers that.
I was drinking very heavily. We were young. We were partying. Very heavily.
And Nick used to get drunk and just, like, start talking about who knows anything. Like, things that didn't really make sense, per se. He'd just, like, kind of start talking these, like, stories. He would just kind of, what's it called? You were, like... Freestyling stories that were made up. So you were in your drunk mode freestyling a story that you completely made up. And you're talking to Pops. And then Ashley walked out. And yeah, there must have been something that happened prior to that. And she was like,
What
are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
And Nick is just like, I don't know. And Pops is just laughing his ass off because it was just so obscene. And she's like,
You know what the conversation me and Paula had before that?
What?
I was like, I bet I can tell you a story completely made up.
Oh, okay.
And Ashley will get pissed off.
Oh, you knew it was going to happen then.
And that's why, I don't know, but for some reason, I was just like, Oh, I'm telling him a story. Oh, yeah, what? What's that story?
Are you guys talking about me?
No, I'm telling him a story about old Kentucky. And he was a man. I lost. I kind of like blanked it.
You like, we're talking about.
I don't remember the story.
I feel like he like murdered someone or like let him down a dark road or.
Yeah, some weird dark cryptic shit.
And Pablo's just cracking up. She didn't buy one word of it. That was the truth.
No, because she didn't buy one word of it because the entire time she was like analyzing it and being like, this is what we were arguing about 2 days ago.
Old Kentucky? No.
Oh, the metaphor of what Old Kentucky was or stood for. You know, that's what we're arguing.
Well, now Old Kentucky's a legend, though, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plenty of times we've been driving and seen a sign on the highway that just says Old Kentucky.
Well, I'm glad you guys can laugh about it.
Actually, it'll just be like
Old Kentucky.
Old Kentucky.
Old Kentucky. Old Kentucky.
Old Kentucky.
Legend has it, he's still out there somewhere. On the Appalachian Trail.
On the Appalachian.
Appa.
Yeah, there on the, probably the, I guess, south side Appalachia. It don't matter. None of this matters.
It don't matter.
Don't matter.
Just say Smith or Jones or something. It don't matter.
So now those are the references you're talking about.
Those
right?
Are the good ones.
Yeah.
And I follow this
and every fucking Simpsons reference I ever make, no one understands. I'm like, that's a Simpsons reference.
That's a shame. Nobody ever that's a damn shame.
Shit.
That's season 6, episode 5, but you know. Who's counting?
Hey.
Well, I think that's what I'm getting. Oh wait.
And that's a Xanax. And I don't know what that is.
But I'm gonna take it.
Well, we're gonna find out.
Well,
on the second half of Skunk Review.
You need Ativan.
Ativams.
Yeah, but, like, you got some?
You talking like you got some?
I plead the fifth.
Damn, sounds like you need some Ativans. So, 2 weeks ago, I watched the movie Mortal Kombat. You ever see that?
No.
It is ridiculous how funny it is.
Like the old school?
No, the new one.
From the 80s?
The new one.
Oh. You remember the ones from the
80s? Yeah, the 90s. Of course I remember. I was Scorpion that year for Halloween. Of course I remember that movie.
Of course.
Yeah, my mom stitched me up a dope-ass Scorpion costume. Dude, I was running around like...
Nice.
Get over here!
Trying to fight people?
Yeah.
Finish him!
Yeah. I'm trying to breathe fire on people.
Round 2 fight.
But no, the new one, I'll have to play a clip for you. It's so fucking funny because the dude who plays Kano is just like a fucking asshole. So he's making fun of the characters. Like one of them is like a China, you know, Liu Kang. He's got like prayer beads, and he's just like, look at this fucking cave dwelling hippie spinning his anal beads.
What,
dude? Yeah, it's hilarious. Like it's like I don't know. It's really added to the movie and made the movie great.
Nice.
So it's all like violent, very gory. And then it's just that guy comes in like talking shit to everyone. I'm like, this is great. Fun movie.
Good remake.
Yeah. It was a good movie. So go out and watch it.
All I watch is Dateline.
Dateline.
I'm like, I've watched so much Dateline, I'm starting to get into the reruns. I've seen it. I've seen this one.
Shout out to Ryan. I know he's probably on some reruns.
Oh, man.
He's always talking about 2020 and shit.
2020, Dateline.
Well, it's crazy. Him and his ex-girlfriend would always watch Dateline in 2020. And there's a story about a murder that happened down the street from where they live.
Where in?
In Baton Harbor. Over where you used to live in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
The military
Hunter.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess some guy was like visiting from the military and got just like
all over
shot
in
up
the same barracks.
Oh, yeah.
So they knew each other.
Did we talk about this already?
Yeah,
on here.
I think so. Maybe.
Maybe we did.
I was with Kale. We were coming back from either his mom's house or my mom's house. And we saw the coroner van.
Oh, this was recent? Or like in your adult life?
No, this was like, in my adult
life. This was probably two, 3 years ago?
No, it was more than that.
Really? Dude. Okay.
Because I've lived here 3 years.
You've lived here
like 7 years ago.
You've lived here in this house?
Yeah.
For how long?
3 years.
Fuck.
You bought this house, right? You don't rent. Okay. Congratulations. Bought
this house straight cash.
3 years late.
Yo.
Cool.
Yo, I guess.
Humble brag.
It's pretty sweet. Yeah.
I told you, there's just weapons and bear traps set up everywhere.
Mini bear traps.
The mini, you need tiny...
The mini bears. You need
tiny guillotines. You need tiny guillotines, dude. Hey. Why don't you have a desktop guillotine yet?
I don't know.
Desktop.
It's actually probably because I cut my fingertip off.
I know, I was going to say a little torture. Torture device.
Your reign of terror is over, King Louise. Yeah, just cutting your fingers
off. That one deserves a bear trap on the finger. This one, you're getting the guillotine.
Yeah, how long before you just put your penis in it?
Got bored. Just trying new things.
Just bored.
Just seeing what would happen.
Call the people who made it. Hey, I'm just wondering, what if, like, somebody put something, like, inside of there that shouldn't have been in there? It's a little too big to fit in there, but they got it in there. Like, how would they get it out?
Wow.
Sir?
Lube.
Sir? Did you put your penis in there? No. Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, no.
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 I was thinking about that time that Devin burned his legs.
Yeah.
I lit him on fire.
Was it you?
Yeah. I thought it was Scotty.
I thought it...
Well, we can clear this up next week because Devin wanted to come down. So Devin will be here next week.
Perfect.
But
talk about it then. Yeah. But I got to say my favorite part of that whole night was when Pablo laid flat on the ground thinking... That was a perfect hiding spot. And we're all in a panic running from grandparents, not cops. Grandparents. We're going to ruin the party. And Pablo's last-ditch effort was, maybe if I just lay flat on the ground, I'll blend in with the grass.
Don't move. Maybe they rely on movement to see. Yeah, I think my favorite part was you trying to hop the fence.
Oh, yeah, that
and
was good, too.
As soon as you got on it. I mean, you went for it, too. You kicked...
I was like, it's like jumping a hurdle.
You went in a stride, confident as fuck. You just said, I am just going to hop over this and continue running as fast as I can without skipping a goddamn beat. And like, as soon as both feet were off the ground, that thing just went.
In combat boots.
And you just rolled out of it.
And then I just freaking got up and kept running.
I turned around and like just saw that and was just like, fuck!
Now we're really fucked.
Now I'm trying to run down the street while cracking up.
Oh my gosh. What a shit show.
Yeah, what else happened that night? We hid in that cornfield and then didn't the cops come?
I think that was a different night.
Oh, man.
We were just out there clowning.
Many nights. I bet we could probably turn it into a movie.
Yeah.
Take like all the memories and turn it into like one night.
The Bumble and Cicada night have to go in there at some point.
Yeah. Book of Faces.
The Book of Faces. Nothing to do with Facebook. This was like pre-Facebook. This is like when Facebook was like for college kids only. We were like high school. We didn't.
This is what Facebook was based on. We came up with Facebook.
We came up. Zuckerberg. It was us.
Ours would have been better for the world. Is it, Alex, go. Are you taking a shower?
Fuck.
Something about his hands.
Just in there running water. He's like, I'm burning. Ah, it's hot.
He's saying his hands hurt.
I watched another movie. The Iron Claw. Have you heard of that?
I don't think so.
It's with Zac Efron.
Ooh.
And old boy who played Lip.
Oh.
And they're wrestlers.
No.
It's about a wrestling family bitch. And like all these brothers who are, dude, they're like huge, ripped as fuck.
That sounds awesome.
But they all have goofy ass haircuts.
For the female.
I mean, I can't like say much, but so I thought it was going to be a comedy and it was just a very, very depressing drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I was like, oh, cool. I'll smoke some weed and watch this comedy. And then at the end of the movie, I'm like tearing up. I'm like, what the fuck is this, dude? What the hell?
Yeah, that was fucking hilarious.
What you doing? Music break? Yeah, what's the story?
You know, I was kind of hoping you'd retell that one about when you were down at the beach. Because the first time you told me that story, I was crying.
Which one?
When you met up with Pops down there and you had to like save him. Oh. Dude. Was just so- I don't even know if you told me in person or if it was just I was just in tears. Like, this was is it, the funniest thing was I've it, ever heard.
Well, it's happened twice now.
Oh.
Same beach.
Start with the first one.
All right. So the first time, yeah, we went down behind these apartments, the ones across from Kelly's.
Yep.
We go down there.
It's like desolate.
Have you been down there?
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of rocks and a wall.
And then you can like walk to like a little beach.
There's a little beach off to the side. Yeah.
I think, for the people that live in the apartments. But
I mean, I don't think it's for anybody. It's just like you.
Just, well, there's a path.
There is just a trail that goes down there. I think it's just from people going down there and being like, I don't care. Like, this beach is cool. Like, the beaches here that are like that are
Those are the best ones. They're like the secrets that only locals, true locals, locals know about.
And it sucks, though, now because a lot of those beaches, like down at the Breakers and stuff, like, there's not beach there anymore.
Anywhere to go.
It's just, it's the breaker wall and water.
Right.
Like, all the way up. And
no trail anymore.
I haven't even been down there in a while. Last time I went down there, though, like, all the trees were cut down.
Oh, wow.
So there's no shade. There's nothing.
Yeah, I haven't been down there in a long time.
Yeah.
Year, I mean, several years, if not a decade.
But behind those apartments, yeah, it's like rocks and a breaker wall. Mm. And hanging off of that, there was, like, a metal bar coming out of the breaker wall.
Mm.
And someone hung a old, like, car tire on it.
Okay.
So you could climb up out of the water.
Yeah.
Grab the, like, you'd have to reach out of the water and grab the bottom of the tire and then pull yourself up.
So I'd be fucked because I have no upper body
Probably,
strength. Yeah. You'd be saving me,
yes,
too.
You would have to wait for, like, some, like, high tide to come in to where it's, like, sloshing you up.
A two.
Yeah.
Three. Oh,
it's sloshing you up onto the wall and then you can just, like, be on the tire.
It's gotta happen on time. I can make it happen on time. I just don't have the strength. So,
right. We're down there, and what we've always done is just jump off this wall into the lake. It's fun. And then you just climb up. Just, and my fat ass can do it.
Just you two.
You know? I mean, I've been down there before and did it. He jumps in and, like, cannot get out.
Ugh.
He cannot pull
it. I'm in the military.
Dude, like, this was before.
Love you, Pat.
This was before he was even in the military. And he's just like, I can't. I'm standing up on the wall watching waves, like, wash over his face and, like, choking him. He's like, I can't. And I'm just like, dude. I jump in. I'm like, you jump in. You grab here. You pull yourself up. You get out of the water. How fucking hard is it? Which didn't help because then he started, like, cracking up. So I think I was just like, swim down to the end.
Oh my God. You had a mansplain to the man.
Yeah. And then the second time it happened.
No, but what about when he got mad?
Yeah, this is the second
time. Oh, I only
So we went, one this is, yeah, after he was in the Marines and came back.
Oh, okay.
And we went down there and, like, drank a fifth to ourselves. And then we went swimming. And he, like, cramped up. And I'm like, It was kind of wavy out that day. We probably should have been swimming. I mean, yeah, down there, it's big fucking rocks that the waves crash on. So I'm just like, yeah, and like exactly like it would have been for the tires sloshing up onto it. Like, I was like, ha, cool. I'm on the rocks now, safe and sound. And he's just like, I'm cramping. And I'm just laughing, dude. I'm like, oh, dude, the same beach, the same shit. Here we are again. End up like pulling him out of the water. It must have been a bad cramp.
Must have been a pretty bad cramp.
He wasn't feeling it.
Where are those cramps at?
Like
down in the uterus area.
Yeah, I think so.
Oops. Suck this joke. Sorry. It's my own kind.
Oh god. What? So yeah, he cramped up. I pulled him out of the water and I just kept laughing about it and he took it way too serious.
Mm-hmm.
And got in my face.
Who did?
It was funnier the first time.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
It was more.
Well, and then I had
more animated.
And then he was like, you know, he hit me up later and texted me. He was like, yeah, dude, I'm sorry about that, blah, blah, blah. And at that time in my life, me and Devin were like sending pictures of our balls back and forth a bunch in like, you know, precarious situations, maybe. And I had to actually take a picture of my balls and send it to him. And
to Pablo. Oh, and he got mad again.
Because I was like, oh, he'll think that's funny.
Did not.
And did not. No, he definitely took it the wrong way.
Yeah. Took it the wrong way. Like, he thought you were actually trying to sell yourself there.
There's only one way to make it up.
I knew it.
These balls.
Two times. Fuck the police.
Not Alex's strong suit talking about people. Hey, could you describe her for me? I don't know. She's got hair. Do you remember that?
Eyes. Two of them.
Describe someone one time. He's like, she's got like hair, you know? Was it blonde or brown? Like, both? Alex, dude, just narrow it down, my friend.
All right, that's a jump off point.
It was like when we worked together at a restaurant and he was trying to describe, yeah.
She's like
a server that he
this
had
tall.
When he went out to dinner or something. And I was like, oh, which one was it? He's like, ugh. Don't you ask me to describe someone?
She's usually wearing a uniform and.
The one everyone else wears.
Yeah. Sometimes she folds or rolls silverware. Sometimes.
You know, she comes in the kitchen, grabs food.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Just show her to me next time we're there.
Hey.
Oh, wow. That's one line of work. No offense, but I would never want to go back to kitchen.
You
that is some
you
hard.
Know what you're missing.
Hard work.
In the kitchen.
Okay, it's fun. Because you got like the crew is like fun. Yeah.
Yep. All healed up.
Looks great.
Yeah, doesn't it? It only hurts every now and then.
Lost my knuckle hair, but.
No, it's like, I think it'll come back one day.
It's growing.
But usually that shit gets burnt off, so.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Fun crew. I mean, restaurant people are like the most fun people you ever work with.
Bunch
sure.
of Madonnas.
But.
Bunch of Madonnas.
Yeah. But, man, people, you know, oh, you work so hard. No. You go talk to someone at a restaurant, dude. They work hard.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I've worked in kitchens. I've worked with wait staff. Like, never again would I want to do that. And what's and for at what cost?
Oh, you know. Back pain, alcoholism,
STDs.
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah, actually, I've never hooked up with anyone I worked with.
Well, you've always had a girlfriend or wife, right? and you're not a cheater.
But even if I could, I don't think I would. Like,
it'd be weird.
Yeah.
Hooking up people you work with, you know?
It just seems like a dumb idea.
But some people,
because who's working in restaurants? Some people crazy like people. Hey, a lot of crazy single moms out there.
Healthcare too. Healthcare too.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Alex Dine.
Muta spagoo, huh? You take that mic. You're in the hot seat.
Oh, hello.
Is it your turn to poop?
No.
Oh, you're doing that.
And that's all for this one. See ya.